The Irish Times, Irish Examiner and Times Ireland Edition all lead with the content of Theresa May's television address yesterday, in which she asked the EU for a 3-month extension to Britain's membership. In its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent suggests that the first cracks in the EU's unified stance on Brexit have emerged, as Spain and Belgium seem poised to weigh in behind French President Emmanuel Macron's resistance to signing off on that extension at today's summit in Brussels. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Star leads with an alleged attack on a young Garda in New York who represented the force in the city's St. Patrick's Day parade. It's reported that he was attacked by 6 Irishmen who had earlier attended the Paddy Barnes fight. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the death of a man in his 40s in Wolf Hill, County Leash yesterday. We're told that the man remained inside the house for a period of 4 or 5 hours after the emergency response unit arrived on the scene. And Gardaí say that nobody else is being sought in relation to his death. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports that Christopher Kinahan Sr. has been unable to find a law firm willing to fight the deportation of his 2 sons from the United Arab Emirates, while the Herald has a lead story about convicted drug dealer Gary Hanley, who we're told has survived 3 attempts on his life by the Kinahan gang. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the UN report that links unhappiness in teenagers to smartphone usage. The Irish Farmers Journal builds its lead story around a report on the sale of agricultural land, which was also covered in this programme earlier, which found that business people bought almost 25% of farmland in 2018. And for its lead story, the Echo reports on fears that the Port of Cork will take a hit on its cruise tourism business following Dublin Port's announcement that it's to have the number of cruise ships coming into the capital. Clare woman Laura Brennan, who campaigned for the HPV vaccine since she was diagnosed with cervical cancer 2 years ago, is pictured on the front of today's Examiner, Mail and Times Ireland following her death yesterday at the age of just 26. Back in the front of the Irish Times, it's reported there that the US fund that sold Cleary's for €1 the night before it was put into liquidation 4 years ago has offered to reimburse the losses of the store's 50 concession holders if they sign gagging orders and promise not to sue them. The Taoiseach's defence of a salary of €130,000 for the proposed position of directly elected mayors of Cork, Limerick and Waterford is carried on the front of today's Examiner. The Irish Times reports today on Zambian-born Irish citizen Charity McGee's call on the government to allow her adult son permission to remain in Ireland to care for her, since she is in the late stages of terminal cancer, and he has been told that he must leave the country once his current visa expires in August. Members of Mrs. McGee's medical team at St. James's Hospital and the Beacon Hospital have also contacted the Department of Justice to support her request. Most of today's papers report on a court case in which a man who set his dogs on a woman in Dublin city centre received a suspended sentence and was told that in future he can't own any dogs bigger than a terrier. A High Court case in which 56-year-old Claire Stevens, a married mother, is suing her former employer on Pust because she alleges that the company failed to deal with bullying by colleagues, which involved gay rumours about her. That also received widespread coverage this morning. And finally, the Irish Times reports on an initiative which has been launched by the Committee for the Commemoration for Irish Famine Victims, which is providing schools with free packets of lumper potato seeds to sow, since we're told that the lumper was the type of potato which was most popular at the time of the famine.